You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Nonprofits are a huge part of Idaho's economy. There are thousands of charitable organizations here in the Gem State, with more than 50,000 nonprofit employees and even more volunteers. And every year around this time, the Idaho Gives campaign spotlights these groups and encourages people to donate generously. Well, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Summer Dupre of the Idaho Nonprofit Center about this year's fundraiser, which goes through Thursday. Let's take a listen.
Idaho Gives took a pretty big gamble in 2020. Deciding to change the event from one day and spread it out over a couple of weeks. So what is the plan for this year?
For sure. So as you know, last year we switched everything to 2 weeks from one day. And we did that because of COVID and to just give everyone as much of a chance as possible to raise funds and awareness. And so that worked out beautifully for the nonprofits. We raised close to $4 million. And so we decided this year to kind of split the difference that we're not going to stick with the one day campaign, but 2 weeks was a little much for our team as well. So we are splitting the difference and we're going to do a week this year, starting April 29th and going through May 6th.
Let's talk about the pandemic. It has been particularly harsh for nonprofits in Idaho. We've lost some nonprofits, haven't we?
We have. Yes, unfortunately. It's been a rough year for a lot of nonprofits, you know, are small, running with, you know, bare bones staff and volunteers. And so even organizations who have managed to weather that storm of the last year still have a lot of rebuilding to do. So we are looking forward to some funds coming in because they're just as crucial this year as they were last year.
Can you talk about, I've always been fascinated how Idaho Gives is a pretty big equalizer in that it showcases the smallest of organizations right up next to huge nonprofits like hospitals and large performing arts organizations. But these tiny nonprofits, they get the spotlight as well.
They do. Yes, it is meant to be that way. We want to make sure that folks in all corners of Idaho, all the rural places, you know, those organizations might be tiny, but they're mighty and they are doing the really hard work. And so it's great for them to have this platform where anyone can search by, you know, causes they're passionate about, regions they're passionate about. And so that really does allow for those smaller organizations to, like you said, get the spotlight and share the hard work they're doing to make the state.
Real quick, what is the website?
The website is idahogives.org.
Okay, pretty easy to know. What are you most looking forward to?
You know, I am most looking forward to the community coming together again. It's been a really hard year. We've all just sort of been shut up in our houses and trying to figure out the next steps. And Idaho Gives is a really wonderful spot of joy and hope in the midst of all of that. And I'm really excited to be in the thick of that again.
Pace yourself and certainly get the right amount of sleep. She is Summer Dupre with the Idaho Nonprofit Center. Truly best of luck this year.
Thank you so much.
And you can listen to more interviews from George by tuning in to Morning Edition every Monday through Friday at Boise State Public Radio or on our new app, at Boise State Public Radio as well. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.